This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome, everyone. It is the Wednesday edition. It is a brand new year. It is a brand new opportunity. And we are going to take that opportunity, of course, in whatever form it comes in. And we are going to, be talking about all these different things here until the cows come home. And that's our goal anyway, and we hope that you had a great time off. If you're just joining us, of course, it is Wednesday morning. It's January the 3rd. We're back. We're live. And we hope that you had a great New Year's. We hope that you had a safe and a quiet New Year's. And I think that's what a lot of people really wanted to do this year. This last year. They wanted to kind of take it easy. And just about everybody that I've talked to in my sphere has kind of wanted to do the same thing this year. So again, folks, hope that you had a safe and quiet and happy new year. And I'm just jazzed. We haven't heard that term forever, right? But I'm just jazzed about the new year because I know that it's going to have a lot of promise. That's one of the reasons I really love the month of January, because it has a lot of promise for all the new things. It's not just the turning over of another day. It's not just yet another day off and this kind of thing, because it does turn over the calendar and everything just kind of feels positive and new. And I'm hoping for you, whatever you're aspiring to in 2024, that your dreams come true with these things. Absolutely. All right. Once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. I'm glad to be with you this morning. 949-822-7959. That's the number. If you'd like to opine this morning, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send me a direct message, it works on mobile as well. If you pull that up on your cell phone. And we've already heard this morning from Richard the Marine in Oregon, his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. We've also already heard this morning from Wally in Tampa, Florida. Good morning to you, gentlemen. Semper Fi, Richard and Wally. Yes, Wally's exactly right, by the way. We mentioned this last hour, but I think I want to mention it again. Karine Jean-Pierre had been saying that, you know, President Biden's really accomplished more in 3 years than other presidents have done in 2 terms in 8 years. Well, Wally flipped the script, and he's exactly right. He says Joe Biden has done more damage in 3 years than any other president has done in 2 terms. So that's right. You got that right, Wally. Absolutely. Okay, this from UPI. Iran's dispatching a warship to the Red Sea after U.S. sinks Houthi small boats. Okay. And again, in display of heightening tensions, Iran dispatched a warship to the Red Sea. Iranian state media reported that the Alborz destroyer moved through the Bab el-Mandeb Strait between the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden on Monday. The strait is a strategic maritime and commerce shipping route. The arrival of the Iran destroyer in the Red Sea comes a day after U.S. Navy helicopters sank 3 boats carrying Houthi militants, according to U.S. military officials, who said the U.S. warships were responding to a distress call from a merchant vessel. According to U.S. Central Command, Houthi militants were attacking a commercial vessel belonging to the Maersk Shipping Company before they started shooting on helicopters from the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower and destroyer USS Gravely. The container ship Maersk Hanzu issued a second distress call in less than 24 hours, reporting being under attack by 4 Iranian-backed Houthi small boats. U.S. Central Command wrote in a post Sunday on X, formerly known as Twitter. By the way, we got some stuff to tell you about Twitter this morning as well. Looks like it's, well, maybe not as valuable as it was when Elon Musk purchased it. Yeah, wonder why. Wonder what's going on over there. to cause that. Well, we'll get into that, I think, here a little bit. The U.S. Navy helicopters returned fire in self-defense. This is one of the reasons why you do not want to fire a U.S. Navy helicopter under any circumstances. It's not going to end well for you. U.S. Navy helicopters returned fire in self-defense, sinking three of the four small boats and killing the crews. The fourth boat fled the area. There was no damage to U.S. personnel or equipment. That's an interesting little, little conclusion there. There was no damage to U.S. personnel or equipment. Well, of course not. But obviously, and we're glad that there wasn't, obviously. And I'm being a little funny here, but in all seriousness, these small boats attacking a commercial ship like the Maersk Hanzu, we just have to remember what happened near, right, the Gulf of Aden with the USS Cole. That was a small boat, right, that got very, very close, too close. And then, of course, the rest is history in the killing of the U.S. Navy sailors and the massive hole that was blown into the side of the Cole's hull. So this is no laughing matter. A Houthi spokesperson. The Houthis have a spokesperson, folks. I mean, I'm not really trying to be funny with this, but it just seems a little bizarre. You know, these groups, and we're the Houthis, and we're backed by Iran, and we're going to put out a statement from our spokesperson. They said 10 of the Houthi boat's fighters were dead or missing, as Yahi Shari called on Yemenis, Arabs, and Muslims to be ready for all options in confronting the American escalation, quote unquote. The what? The American escalation? It sounds to me like these Houthi small boats were attacking a commercial ship, which issued not one but two distress signals. The U.S. Navy responded to that. They fired on the U.S. Navy, and the U.S. Navy dispatched them with all haste, right, to Davy Jones on this thing. Since November, there have been nearly 20 attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea, which have led some shipping companies to abandon the route altogether. The Houthis have claimed the ships were headed to Israel following the Hamas attack on October 7th, Israel's ongoing war in Gaza. Well, see there you go. That's the justification. These things are heading towards Israel, and we have to stop them because going back to the Hamas 101 talking points, Israel's the problem. The existence of Israel is the problem. If you eliminate Israel, you eliminate the problem. It's just crazy time, folks. It is crazy time. But here's maybe the Houthis will understand now that they can't do what they're doing. Well, we hope so. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission. and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. Yes, baby.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
I needed the shelter of someone's arms.
There you were.
And there you were. I needed someone to understand my ups and downs.
And there you were.
And there you
Isn't it great when it works out like that? Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And we have so much to talk about this morning, so much to tell you about, and so much to do, and only just a really relatively short time in order to do it. 4 hours in the program goes by so fast. You just wouldn't believe it. It really does roar by. And one of the reasons I think is because we're in the overnights across America. We're talking about all these different things that happen in the news. And next thing you know, it's 6 o'clock in the morning in the East, and we're signing off for the morning. So it really does go fast. All right. Well, once again, folks, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you. The number to call in, of course, 949-822-7959. And if you want to head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, that's KyleWarrenShow.com, you can send us a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you are off and running. Well, speaking of being off and running, Sean Hannity, this from The Hill, Hannity announces move to Florida from New York. He says, I am done. Fox News host Sean Hannity announced Tuesday he moved from New York to Florida. State, he says, elected officials who, quote, share his values, unquote. Says, I've been threatening to do this for a while, but we are now beginning our first broadcast from my new home that is in the free state of Florida, he said on his iHeartRadio show on Tuesday. I am out. I am done. I am finished. Hannity said his move to the Sunshine State was motivated by the conservative policies, of course, and elected officials in the state pointing to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Senators Marco Rubio and Senator Rick Scott as examples. He said he already, quote, feels a lot better, unquote, about his decision to relocate to Florida full time. Yeah, I do remember Sean mentioning this several times on his program over the years. And so I think, yeah, he finally has taken the leap. And he says in the first time in his adult life, he actually has representatives in the state that he's living in that share his values, he says. So, well, and the best of luck, of course, to Sean Hannity for that. And I think you're going to see, and you know, even as we head into the election season, these kinds of things matter, don't they? These kinds of things matter. They're mattering more and more, aren't they? In order to be in a place where, you know, you feel that the elected officials do share your values generally, and that you feel more comfortable in such a place. So this is going to play into not just someone who might say, well, I'm going to relocate as a result of that, but I think it's going to go across the board through some of the rank and file Democrats and independents. I think that the more and more that they feel that the Democrat administration, the Democrat Party elite, don't share their values, that are literally just sort of preaching at them this sort of, you know, left agenda, the more that they feel like that, the more that they're going to want to elect different representation. If they don't have the means to just get up and move, and not everybody does, obviously. But I do think that we're going to see a lot more people making different choices when it comes to these elections. And quite frankly, the Democrat Party elite, the Biden administration, they're actually, you know, sort of facilitating this whole thing. Because, number one, I think we're getting so much of this kind of stuff that, well, you don't understand how things work. You don't get it. You know, this isn't something that, you know, you're framing all this all wrong, and you don't understand how it's all these things that are happening are really actually good for you. Nobody is buying that anymore, as we were mentioning earlier today. And it really, really is true. Nope, nobody's buying this stuff. And I think that that's actually a really, really good sign. Now, that being said, when it comes to the actual election season that we're now into officially in 2024, you know, there's going to be a lot of smoke and mirrors. There's going to be a lot of stuff thrown up there in order to try to confuse and to try to obfuscate and try to get people onto the some one issue thing. And that, you know, these are issues that are like abortion and stuff like that. But overall, I think you might find a lot of people have decided that, well, we really need to make a change. Now, by the way, I think this is a very good question. How does that play into the candidates that appear to be the ones that we're going to be choosing between, right? Versus Trump versus Biden. And so that is the other factor that's going on here. So what will happen with Biden? Will Donald Trump be the one to gather those independents and other Democrats who are now sort of getting sort of sick and tired? Kind of like Hannity was fed up with New York, I think a lot of these Democrats rank and file across the country are kind of fed up with their own party to a great degree. So all these questions, will get answers at some point. But folks, again, sometimes with these things, time will tell. But something that I think we can all agree on is the idea that things are broken, in general, things are broken, and in order to put them back, 4 more years of Joe Biden or 4 years of Gavin Newsom and certainly not 4 years of Kamala Harris would be the prescription that I think any person would really want to give you on this. And I think it's just that simple, just that simple. All right, so folks, once again, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call as we head through the Wednesday edition of the program this morning. This from Business Insider, China's economy is in so much trouble that even Xi Jinping's admitting that businesses are, quote, having a tough time. China's economy has been struggling to stage a convincing comeback. Now even Chinese leader Xi Jinping has acknowledged that there are many challenges challenges the country has faced economically, basically, in 2023. Some enterprises had a tough time. Some people had a difficulty finding jobs and meeting basic needs, said Xi in a speech, Sunday speech to usher in 2024, per an official transcript. He also described the challenges as headwinds. Yeah, it's the first time Xi spoke about economic difficulties since he started giving New Year's messages in 2013. Despite his rare frank acknowledgement of China's economic woes, Xi trumpeted the country's wins for most of his speech, lauding advances in its sustainable industries and return to domestic tourism. China's economy grew 3.0% in 2022, one of its worst showings in half a century, as the country continued with intense COVID-era restrictions, a property crisis that dragged into 2023, that's an understatement, and Beijing's trying to shore up the Chinese economy by introducing measured stimulus measures, but analysts say they are not enough. Xi's speech came hours after an official survey of China's manufacturers showed that factory activity contracted for the third straight month, with the country's purchasing managers index hitting 49 in December, a six-month low. What's happening in China right now, we haven't even seen completely play out yet. And if he's acknowledging this, one would think that it's probably even worse. And so what does that mean for things like Taiwan? We don't know if Taiwan would simply just be, on the menu, move to the top of the list here pretty soon. But even if it was, I think that it would be a lot of that would be for local consumption, trying to, portray the Chinese regime in Beijing as being, very powerful and decisive now and doing something that's going to get things done. So China's in a lot of trouble, but I think more trouble than we even understand at this point. So 2024 may be a very, very interesting time, and especially with how they sort of rattle their sword, as it were, that's also going to play into the presidential election. You know, if anything, you would think that the Chinese government would say, we got to cool it a little bit. Because, we don't want anybody other than Biden at this point. we certainly don't want to have Donald Trump come back into office. And even to some degree, we don't want some other Democrat who would come in and become president at that point. Because they know when they decide to make their move, that having Biden at the helm would be preferable to them. So, folks, stay right there. We're going to come right back after the bottom of the hour break. And we've got so much more to do this morning. Don't even know where to start. Kyle Warren with you. Coming right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
U.S. USA News Update. The death toll after the earthquakes in Japan's risen to 48 as people there continue to take shelter on high ground. At the same time, we're learning Southern California experienced a 4.1 magnitude earthquake just before 8:30 Monday morning. The U.S. Geological Survey stated the epicenter was off the coast of Rancho Palos Verdes in Los Angeles County. Fortunately, there have been no reports of damage or injuries from this. Initially reported as a 4.3 magnitude quake, it was later adjusted to 4.1. The truck driver involved in the head-on collision that killed Dixie Chicks founding member Laura Lynch could be facing criminal charges. A sergeant with the Texas Department of Public Safety told TMZ they're awaiting results of drug and alcohol tests that were taken of the truck driver. Investigators say the driver got into Lynch's lane while attempting to pass two vehicles. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It was a weak start to 2024 on Wall Street.
Wall Street started 2024 with a slump, giving back some of its powerful gains from the year before. The S&P 500 fell 0.6% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.1%, and the NASDAQ Composite lost 1.6%. Some of the market's sharper drops came from stocks that were last year's biggest winners. Apple had its worst day in nearly 5 months. Much of Wall Street had been preparing for at least a pause in the rally that carried the S&P 500 to 9%. Shout out this morning. And the brink of its record high. The benchmark index jumped 24% in 2023. Damian Troy,
we're sending us a great message.
Harvard University President Claudine Gay is resigning. She announced her decision Tuesday following increasing allegations of plagiarism and anti-Semitism.
I agree with you 100%.
Gay's tenure is now the shortest in the school's history.
And yeah, we're trying to find that right balance and everything.
But, at townhall.com.
You know, I really do appreciate your message, and I think it echoes some of the other things you were talking about, echoes some of the other things that we've heard, and we appreciate it. So in South Carolina, Dan, we're glad to hear from you, and always feel free to give us a message. Contact us anytime. All right, well, folks, once again, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in. We sure do love to hear from you, of course, as I was just saying, hearing from Dan in South Carolina. And then also you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, send us a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Trump is now appealing, this from the AP, Trump's appealing the Maine ruling, state of Maine ruling, barring him from the ballot under the Constitution's Insurrection Clause. You know, we're never going to hear the end of this, hopefully the Supreme Court will put an end to it. You know, because again, you know, there's really nothing to base this on other than somebody's opinion, and maybe a better way to put it is somebody's dislike of Donald Trump. Now, voters can think what they want. Voters can like who they like and dislike who they dislike. It's just up to the voters. That's one of the great things about being in the United States of America, is that you get to vote for who you want to vote for, and you don't have to vote for someone you don't want to vote for. But where Americans, I think, really start drawing the line is to say, don't tell me who I can't vote for, right? And I really appreciate what Alan Dershowitz talked about as well, and that is this notion that, well, you know, they're claiming Trump is an insurrectionist. But again, that's really a matter of opinion, and that opinion is colored and clouded so much by somebody's political idea of Donald Trump, somebody's political ideology in general, right? And of course, on the very hard and cold facts of this thing, there is no conviction, there's no court has decided and no jury has convicted. There's nothing on the books of somebody being an insurrectionist. But I appreciate what Alan Dershowitz has said just recently, and that is, I'm just paraphrasing here, you know, people are not going to vote for an insurrectionist if they feel that that person is an insurrectionist. So trying to keep somebody off the ballot is really one of the worst possible things we can do in our electoral system, unless there is good reason, unless there is something that is adjudicated. And I think that's the important point here, something that is adjudicated to say this person has been convicted of thus and such, and therefore, according to the Constitution, according to the 14th Amendment, according to Section 3, they fall under this category. And it's interesting to me, too, that there's even a mechanism by which you can lift that restriction from somebody. And so at any rate, I think that's how the argument goes in general. Now, whether or not somebody, let's say somebody was, you know, a commander or a soldier, or they took up arms against the United States in the Civil War, you may not have a jury trial that determines that. But simply by virtue of the fact of being in the Confederate Army and fighting battles or commanding the army or doing whatever, that might fall into that case. But, and again, I go back to Dershowitz, and he's also said in a different setting that, you know, where was the insurrection that Donald Trump did or led? You know, being angry about an election is one thing. Taking up arms against the United States would be a different thing altogether, and he doesn't seem to have done that. And it's, in fact, Dershowitz put it as riots gone bad. They weren't insurrections, they were riots gone bad. And so I think that's an important distinction. Would I have wanted to riot at the Capitol building? No. Would have I wanted to go in the Capitol building and cause mischief and trouble and do all kinds of terrible things? No. But, and there were some who did? Yes. And will they face consequences? Yes, of course they would, and of course they should. But generally speaking, standing outside the Capitol and saying, I'm not happy with the way things are going, isn't that one of the most fundamental rights people have? And I'm not lauding all this. I'm simply saying, if it was, let's just say that Biden had lost the election and people were claiming, oh, well, you know, there was all this fraud and that's why Trump won. And you had protests outside the Capitol building, guess what? It would have been an entirely different coverage of that. It would have been an entirely different thing. They would have said, these people are out there and they're exercising the most fundamental right. They're trying to point out a great injustice that's happened. It would go on and on. And it would be just exactly the opposite. It would just be a mirror universe at that point, where everything's just different, right? So former President Donald Trump on Tuesday appealed a ruling by Maine Secretary of State barring him from the state's primary ballot over his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Trump, the early frontrunner for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, appealed the main decision by Democrat Shayna Bellows, who became the first Secretary of State in history to bar someone from running for the presidency under the rarely used Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which we were just talking about. That provision prohibits those who, in quote, engaged in insurrection from holding office. And, you know, sometimes I wonder, too, folks, this is the best they've got, right? This is in so many ways, all they've got. Now, we've also got these other trials that are happening, and we've got those things that are going on, and Donald Trump could be convicted of something here in the very near future, comparatively, and that could be a game changer. But he's not going to be convicted of insurrection against the United States. As I said, that still remains to be a matter of opinion. But what it's graduated to now is simply just part of the political talking points. And so as Secretary of State, if you notice, she'll be sort of held up as being this trailblazing person who is, you know, fighting for truth and standing up to this and going against the grain of and great personal sacrifice and this kind of thing. It's really, really, almost comical to some degree. The former president is expected to soon appeal a similar ban by the Colorado Supreme Court, which we've gone over and over, of course. That appeal would go to the U.S. Supreme Court, while Bellows' action is being appealed to a Maine Superior Court. Trump's appeal on Tuesday asks that Bellows be required to place him on the March 5th primary ballot. The appeal argues that she abused her discretion and relied on unworthy evidence. Well, and again, anybody could simply say that they're not interested Biden being running for president because they feel that he has not protected the border. They could say that, well, he has had some influence, the peddling that's been going on, and that works contrary to our best interests, and that amounts to some kind of abrogation of his responsibility, not just as president, but as a citizen, and so forth. So therefore, it goes against the United States government. So therefore, I'm going to invoke Section 3 of Article 4 of the 14th Amendment, right? And I'm going to say Biden can't be on the ballot. So it just goes, and of course that would be tossed out, is simply a matter of opinion. Because again, this is not what this whole amendment was even really there for. So my fear, and I think I may have mentioned this once before, but my fear is that suddenly now this is where you get some of the real sort of, for lack of a better term, I'm just going to throw this term out there, in terms of the idea that if you're trying to create a civil war, quote unquote, and that is an ideological civil war in this country, not a shooting civil war, but an ideological civil war, you start to just rip people apart that way by saying, well, your guy's not going to be on our ballot. Well, your guy's not going to be on our ballot. And on it goes, and you try to create this division to where if you're sort of an evil actor, right? Well, you think, well, maybe it will come to blows. Maybe something will go wrong in a big way. And so we're not going to let that happen. And we don't want that at all, do we? Folks, stay right there.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are racing through this Wednesday morning edition, January the 3rd. We're back. It's live. It is me, and glad to be here, and we're glad that you're there as well. And we have so much more to tell you about and talk about as we head through the program this morning. And, of course, it's time now to hit our next song that we have in store for you this morning before we tell you a little bit about what's happening in the weather. And but I think we've got another good one. Earlier we played Roll with the Changes from REO Speedwagon, and I think that went over pretty good. Well, this one is one of my favorites. We played it before on the show, but I kind of think to start the year, we got to kind of start the year rocking. That's for sure. And no better way to do it than with Brian Setzer and his orchestra. The house is rocking. We'll be right back. Brian Setzer and his orchestra. The houses are rocking. This is just so cool. You got that right. All right, Brian Setzer Orchestra, The House is Rockin'. That's off the album Guitar Slinger. And he's definitely in that category, my friends. Let's take a look at some of the precipitation that we're still seeing out there on the map this morning, starting up in Washington State. Our friends in Seattle, looks like you might be starting to get some of that rain that was to the north and south of you last hour. Certainly, if you're in Tacoma, that is the story. You got rain mixed with snow if you're in the Yakima area, down towards, of course, our friends in Walla Walla. Good morning, everybody there. And down towards Heppner, you've got all kinds of rain and snow happening in that area of the central part of southern Washington, the northern part of central Oregon. That's where you got all kinds of rain and snow. Snow coming out I-80 out of Reno. If you're heading up towards Lovelace right now, Lovelock, I should say, then heading out of Reno onto the California side, you've got snow coming across I-80. That's going to include Donner Pass right now. Then that snow is going to head on down south through the Sierra Nevadas. It looks like if you're going to be in 395 right now, down through Bridgeport, Lee Vining, Mammoth Lakes, down towards Bishop, you're getting some snow. Snow right outside of Big Pine right now, Independence and Lone Pine. You got snow just to the west of you, but you've also got rain. Could be right on top of you here anytime soon. Rain in Fresno and Merced, San Francisco Bay Area, San Jose, and then Ventura, north of L.A. right now, got rain on the radar. We got rain in southern Louisiana as well, so be careful there. Mobile, Alabama, southern Louisiana, if I believe correct myself. Yeah, I did say Louisiana, southern Louisiana, then over towards Mobile, Alabama right now. Also, and this is important, we've got these dense fog advisories. This is going to be in western Kansas, including Wichita and Kansas City, parts of northeastern Missouri, also central and eastern South Dakota, dense fog advisory going on there this morning. So do be careful. Also in northeastern Montana, pretty much eastern Montana, I-90, and now if you're in the Glendive area, earlier it looked like that advisory wasn't for that area, but now it's been expanded. So you got dense fog coming across I-90 all the way over into, as even you begin your trip into North Dakota on I-90. So be careful out there, folks. That's the watchword here. We want you to make sure that you get there in one piece, and certainly that dense fog doesn't make it any easier. Friends in Valdosta, Georgia, this morning, you got a freeze warning just right near you. This is going to dip down into the northern part of Florida near Live Oak. Over towards Jacksonville, it becomes a frost advisory. But if you're near Brunswick, Georgia, you've still got a freeze warning there. That's going to head out up towards Hazelhurst as well. So we got that going on. All right, folks. Well, once again, we do want you to be careful out there. We do this Trucker Traveler Report because we know that we got a lot of listeners who are either listening to the program as they're driving along or they're in some of these different parts of the country. They're up, they're doing their work, and we want to kind of give you a little bit of a heads up. And also the song is important as well. The song is important because we want to make sure that we keep you going through the overnight hours across America. And in just a moment, we're going to welcome Denise Simon. And let me give you a quick program note. We're going to open up the telephone lines again at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon. And so if you do have that, we want to hear from you, 949-822-7959, but we'll open up those phone lines at the bottom of the hour for Denise Simon. And by the way, it is time to say good morning. Happy New Year to Denise Simon. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Hope your New Year was quiet. Uneventful as mine was.
Yeah, it was quiet. My puppy, it's the first New Year's Eve that my puppy has spent, and the fireworks didn't bother him like it would, I guess, does a lot of dogs. He barked. He wasn't afraid. He just barked. And, of course, the fireworks started around 10 o'clock. So we had a bark fest for quite a while. So.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad that he's standing up. He's being fearless. That's amazing.
Well, I think he, in some cases, I think he was.
Good. Excellent. Well, that's good to know. Good to know. Well, he's a brave puppy. Well, just real quick before we hit the top of the hour here, we've got the U.S. Navy sunk some Houthi small boats, and the Houthis are not happy about this. Right. Yeah, it's like, well, maybe they'll understand at this point. But, you know, all kidding aside, small boats, we saw what happened to the USS Cole with a small boat. And so, I mean, this is not, this is something that obviously has to be taken into account. And that's why then U.S. Navy responded to these distress calls.
Small boats. Small boats.
Yeah.
Why are we not taking out the missile sites?
Yeah, no kidding. Good question.
We don't want anything to escalate. Oh, wait a minute. What have I been saying? The risk adverse is the risk. We don't want anything to escalate now. We'd hate to escalate anything with the Houthis.
Well, that's right. Now, we understand that I think in the aftermath of this, Maersk is they're starting to pull out completely of the Red Sea area.
Yeah. Officially, they're done.
Yeah. So this is going to, of course, have a larger impact on shipping costs, timing, huge. Stuff like that.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. And, you know, Admiral Kirby gets on TV yesterday and talks about this coalition. We've got this coalition now that we're going to control the seaways. Really? Did it look like we were controlling it? You know, they were under control yesterday or day before? No.
Well, you're right about that. You're right about that. So as you said, I mean, the big takeaway here is that we can sink these boats into some immediate threat, but at the same time, though, if you took out the larger portion of the threat, then that might actually solve this problem overall. They would just kind of hopefully turn tail and run.
There's nobody in the United States that's serious about this. And you know, wouldn't you really like to know the rules of engagement that they've given to the U.S. Navy?
Right. Well, they did say the Houthis fired upon the helicopters, so I guess that would have hopefully qualified. But I'll tell you what.
Yeah, they have to fire first. Why aren't we just deal with this and be done with it? I mean,
good question.
If we cannot have the stomach to eliminate the threat.
Yeah. I tell you what, stay right there, Denise. We're coming right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.